So, Hare Krishna, I want to welcome all of you very much to this Sunday festival.
Dobrodošli svi na ovaj nedeljni festival.
I was for 3 weeks in Germany, and I told the devotees yesterday, I feel really like a soldier coming home from battle. It was so many things were happening there.
3 tjedna sam bio u Njemačkoj i baš sam jučer rekao baktama da sam se osjećao kao vojnik koji se vratio iz bitke. Toliko se stvari tamo izdogađalo.
In Berlin I had many meetings at the universities because we are just now finding a spiritual university.
U Berlinu smo imali mnogo sastanaka na sveučilištima jer upravo utemeljujemo duhovno sveučilište.
On the Nishinga farm in South Bavaria I danced like a madman.
Na Nishinga farmi sam plesao kao luđak.
Hare Krishna. In Goloka Dham I discussed how we can bring our project to a very good future.
Na Goloka Dhami smo raspravljali kako naš projekt uvesti u jednu dobru, bolju budućnost.
In Koblenz we opened a new Namahata center.
U Koblenzu smo otvorili novi Namahata center.
And we were in Heidelberg and many other places.
Bili smo u Heidelbergu i mnogim drugim mjestima.
And now I'm back and I want to give a Sunday lecture about 2 things. First of all about how we can make the movement in Croatia very strong.
Sada sam se vratio i želio bih danas govoriti o 2 stvari. Jedna od njih je kako možemo pokret u Hrvatskoj učiniti uistinu snažnim.
And secondly, I want to speak about some practical projects.
A druga stvar je da bih htio govoriti o nekim praktičnim projektima.
And then I have a surprise for you.
A onda imam iznenađenje za vas.
Yes. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yesterday I was driven here from the center of town by a devotee who is, like most of us, working outside in some office in Zagreb.
Jučer me iz središta grada doveo jedan bakta koji, kao i većina nas, radi u jednom uredu u gradu.
And the devotee described to me in the car, very honestly and openly, how much the association of materialists and the materialistic atmosphere at his working place influences his consciousness so that he doesn't always feel inspired to do spiritual activities.
I onda mi je u auto ispričao, jako otvoreno, jako iskreno, kako mu druženje s materialističkim ljudima i jednostavno što je u toj materijalnoj atmosferi, jednostavno ne može biti zbog toga nadahnut u duhovnim aktivnostima.
In the car, as we were driving to the temple, I told the devotee that I felt it is very important that from time to time he comes and refills his spiritual batteries.
I onda sam tom bakti na povratku u hram rekao kako je važno da s vremena na vrijeme napuni svoje baterije.
And I told him that his spiritual batteries are constantly depleted when he comes in contact with people who are very passionately following material goals.
Onda sam mu rekao da se te duhovne baterije brzo isprazne kada dođu u dodir s materialističkim ljudima koji jako strastveno slijede svoje materijalne ciljeve.
To explain my point, I pointed at the benzene, benzinometer, we say, in his car, which was in the red, you know, it was almost empty, like you know, you find often in devotee cars, you know.
I da bih mu to bolje objasnio, onda sam mu ukazao na njegov benzinometar, ako se to tako kaže, koji je bio na crvenom, što često bude služi kod bakta u autima.
And I told him, if you don't fill the tank soon, you will stop in the on the road. Maybe it will happen in 1 minute.
I onda sam rekao, ako brzo ne napuniš auto benzinom, onda će negdje usput stati. Možda jako brzo, za minutu.
So in the same way I told him, we have to have a program whereby which we refill our spiritual tank. We have to be very serious about this, because otherwise we might come to a point of standstill in our spiritual development.
I onda sam mu rekao kako je važno da isto tako napunimo i svoje duhovne rezervare, jer inače ćemo doći do jedne mrtve točke u svom duhovnom razvoju.
And this filling up the battery or filling up the tank happens in sangha, in association.
A to napunjavanje baterija događa se u sangi, u druženju.
Association influences us, informs us.
Druženje utječe na nas.
Imagine this is a crystal.
Zamislite da je ovo kristal.
There is no chance that a fire will enter the crystal.
I ne postoji nikakva mogućnost da vatra uđe u kristal.
It's very hard.
Jako je čvrst.
But if I put a fire here, you can see, if we would put the light out, we would see the fire inside the crystal.
A ako približim vatru, onda ako bismo gasili svjetlo, vidjeli bismo da je vatra u kristalu.
Yes. Let us I want to show you this because it looks so beautiful. You see, there's fire now inside.
Evo, vatra je unutra.
By reflection.
Zbog odraza.
In the same way, inspiration comes within in our heart by association.
Na sličan način, nadahnuće dolazi u našem srcu kroz druženje.
If we have association with devotees and practice together spiritual activities, our heart can be on fire.
Ako se družimo s baktama i ako zajedno obavljamo duhovne aktivnosti, naše srce će biti poput vatre.
But when we have association with material and a materialistic atmosphere, especially Raja and Tamagun, our hearts cannot catch fire with Krishna consciousness.
No, ako se družimo s materialističkom atmosferom, posebno sa rađas i tamas gunom, odnosno sa strašću i neznanjem, onda naše srce ne može biti zapaljeno svjesnošću Krišne.
If we have too much material association, even when we come in the association of devotees, we won't feel anything. We will feel bored.
Čak i ako dođemo u takvom stanju u društvu bhakta, nećemo ništa osjećati, bit će nam u stvari čak i dosadno.
Once in Vrindavan there was a devotee who came to a saint and said, I feel so uninspired in my heart.
Jednom jedan bhakta u Vrindavanu došao svecu i rekao, uopće ne osjećam nikakvu inspiraciju u srcu.
That was 500 years ago.
To je bilo prije 500 godina.
The saint asked this uninspired devotee, what do you do?
I onda je svetac upitao tog nenadahnutog baktu, pa dobro, što radiš?
I'm a priest and I constantly have visitors from the materialistic town Delhi.
Ja sam svećenik i stalno mi u posjet dolaze materialistički ljudi iz Delija.
Said the saint, this association with materialistic people have made your heart, brought your heart in such a condition that you cannot feel inspired even in the temple.
A rekao je svetac, ti zbog tog druženja s tim ljudima ne možeš biti nadahnut čak ni kada si u hramu.
And he gave an example of a piece of wood.
I onda je dao primjer sa komadom drveta.
He put it into water.
Stavio ga je u vodu.
And after some time he took it out and he tried to ignite the piece of wood, but it wouldn't burn.
I nakon nekog vremena ga je izvadio iz vode i pokušao je zapaliti taj komad drveta, ali nije htjelo gorjeti.
Materialistic association has sometimes the same effect.
Materialističko druženje ponekad ima sličan učinak.
When we have very strong material association, even if we come into the temple, even if we come into the association of devotees, we will not catch the fire of Krishna consciousness.
Ako se previše družimo s tom materialističkom, s materialističkim ozračjem, čak i kada dođemo u hram, čak i ako smo u društvu bhakta, mi nećemo biti zapaljeni tom vatrom svjesnosti Krišne.
Therefore be very careful what association you have.
Stoga budite jako pažljivi kako birate svoje društvo.
Seek the association of the virtuous.
Tražite društvo kreposnih.
And while you are in association with the devotees, try to see that in their association you either practice or discuss spiritual subjects.
Tražite društvo bhakta i potrudite se da u njihovom društvu ili prakticirate ili raspravljate o svjesnosti Krišne.
When you are strong in the association of devotees, you can go into the hell and you can influence others.
Kada ste jaki u tom druženju s bhaktama, vi možete otići čak i u pakao i utjecat ćete na druge.
If the materialists around you are more strong in their conviction, they will influence your consciousness.
Ako su materialisti oko vas više uvjereni u svoje, onda će oni utjecati na vašu svjesnost.
But if you are more strong in Krishna consciousness, you will influence the materialistic atmosphere around you.
No, ako ste vi jače uvjereni u svjesnost Krišne, onda ćete širiti to ozračje oko sebe.
Let me tell you a story from the Chaitanya Charitamrita about how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu influenced people.
Ispričat ću vam priču iz Chaitanya Charitamrite kako je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu utjecao na ljude.
When Mahaprabhu visited the town of Kashi, of Varanasi, there were only impersonalistic yogis, mayavadis, residing there.
Kada je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu posjećivao grad Kashi, odnosno Varanasi, tamo su prebivali samo impersonalistički jogi, odnosno mayavadi.
And these impersonalists mocked at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They said, what kind of sannyasi is he? He dances on the street with music.
I onda su mu se rugali. Pa kakav je to sannyasi? Pa on pleše na ulici, to s glazbom.
For a spiritualist in those days to dance, that was only something which prostitutes or prostitute hunters would do.
U ono vrijeme za duhovnu osobu da pleše, to je u stvari bilo nešto što su činili samo prostitutke i oni koji proganjaju prostitutke.
To chant with love of Godhead, to dance, to feel ecstatic symptoms was simply not known.
Jednostavno nije bilo poznato da bi netko plesao ili pjevao ili ispoljavao simptome zanosa.
For these very serious mayavadi yogis, they mocked Mahaprabhu.
I ti ozbiljni jogi i mayavadi, oni su se rugali Mahaprabhu.
So one of the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt hurt in his heart. He wanted that the mayavadis would see the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and therefore arranged for a meal where the mayavadis were invited and also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I tada jedan bhakta, Četanja Mahaprabhu, bio jako povrijeđen u srcu zbog toga. I uredio je jedan obrok, objed, gdje je pozvao te Majavadi. Sanjasi isto tako je Četanju Mahaprabhu.
It was a big meal. There were about 5,000 impersonalists sitting in a hall waiting for that scandalous sanjasi to come.
I bilo je to u stvari veliko objed. Došlo je oko 5,000 Majavadi sanjasija koji su čekali taj skandalozni događaj da dođe Mahaprabhu.
He was a little late.
Malo je kasnije.
Then they heard some sound at the entrance.
I onda su na ulazu začuli neki zvuk.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Mahaprabhu was coming.
Mahaprabhu je dolazio.
Now you must know, they were sitting on a slightly raised forum, and just before this, there was another, you can say, plane, where the feet were washed. It was very dirty, and, you know, 5,000 sweat feet, it smelled a little strongly.
Oni su svi sjedili na jednom povišenom mjestu, a malo ispod toga je bilo mjesto gdje su se prala stopala. I možete zamisliti kakav je to bio miris gdje se opralo 5,000 stopala.
So Mahaprabhu came to this place.
Mahaprabhu je došao do tog mjesta.
He started to wash his feet.
Počeo je prati stopala.
And then he sat down in that dirty, watery, slippery, stinky place.
I onda je sjeo na to prljavo, sklisko mjesto.
The leader of the sannyasis went down and said, come and sit with us.
Vođa sannyasija je došao do njega i rekao mu, dođi, sjedni s nama.
And when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all of a sudden, he saw that Mahaprabhu started to glow like a rising sun.
I kako mu je prilazio, vidio je da je Mahaprabhu počeo sjajati poput izlazećeg sunca.
And in a very humble voice he said, no, I'm not fit to sit with you. I'm a low-class sannyasi and you are very high-class. I should sit down and you should sit up.
I onda je jako ponizno rekao, ja nisam dostojan sjediti s vama. Ja sam niskorazredni sanjasi, vi ste puno uzvišeniji od mene i trebate sjediti više, a ja niže.
He was very humble.
Bio jako ponizan.
He didn't say, I'm so great and you dare to mock me that I dance.
Nije rekao, ja sam tako velika, vi mi se osuđujete rugati zato što plešem.
He said, I'm not fit to sit with.
Rekao je, ja nisam dostojan da sjedim s vama.
Prakashananda, the leader, thought, you have an effulgence like God.
A vođa Prakashananda rekao, ti sjajiš poput Boga.
And he took his hand and brought him up to that raised forum where all the others were sitting. And he led him up and he said, but tell us, why do you sing and dance?
I onda ga on te uzeo njegovu ruku i poveo ga do tog mjesta, uzvišenog mjesta gdje su svi sjedili i opitao ga je, pa dobro, reci mi, zašto ti plešeš i pjevaš?
Everyone was leaning forward, what would he say now?
I svi su načulili uši, šta će on sad reći?
Hare Krishna. He said, he again said very humbly, my spiritual master thought that I may not be intelligent enough to understand these difficult Vedanta scriptures which are full of philosophical meaning. He told me, better you chant Hare Krishna.
I onda je opet jako ponizno rekao, moj duhovni učitelj mi smatrao da nisam dovoljno inteligentan da shvatim sva ta stvarno složena značenja iz Vedante, pa mi je rekao da bolje da pjevam Hare Krishna.
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, when I chant, I feel ecstasy coming into my heart.
I onda je Čaitanja Mahaprabhu rekao, kada pjevam, osjećam kako mi u srce, osjećam u srcu blaženstvo.
I feel like dancing and enjoy.
Jednostavno želim plesati od radosti.
And I went back to my Guru Maharaj and said, what have you done to me? I was so serious. Now I'm so dancing and laughing and being ecstatic.
I onda sam odišao svom duhovnom učitelju i pitao ga, pa što mi se događa? Prije sam bio tako ozbiljan, a sada samo se smijem i plešem i osjećam taj zanos.
What mantra have you given me?
Pa kako si mi to mantru dao?
And my guru said, oh, you are very fortunate. You have attained the exalted stage of God realization.
A moj guru je odgovorio, ti si jako sretan, ti si dostigao uzvišenu razinu svjesnosti, spoznaje Boga.
Continue.
Nastavi dalje.
So this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with an autobiographical record of his experience, convinced all the Mayavadis Dionysus.
I to je bio način na koji je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ispričavši događaj iz svog života, zapravo uvjerio Mayavadi Sanjasije.
Yes, he was so strong inside, so convinced inside that just by his presence others felt elevated and changed.
On je bio toliko uvjeren iznutra, bio toliko jak iznutra da su samo zbog njegove prisutnosti svi drugi osjetili taj utjecaj i promijenili su se.
So this is when one is strong in devotion and Krishna consciousness.
Tako to izgleda kada je netko snažan u svjesnosti Krishne.
One influences materialists around himself.
On utječe na materialiste oko sebe.
But when one is not so strong like many of us, one becomes influenced by the materialist.
No kada osoba nije snažna, kao što je slučaj kod većine nas, onda materialisti utiču na nju.
How do you become strong in Krishna consciousness?
Kako možemo postati snažni u svjesnosti Krishne?
My dear devotees and my dear congregational members, my dear guests and my skeptics, dear skeptics, there's a simple and very practical answer.
Dragi moji bakte, dragi moji članovi kongregacije, skeptici i gosti, postoji odgovor je jako jednostavan i praktičan.
You become strong in your own consciousness when you feel the closeness of God in your life.
Osjećat ćete snagu u svjesnosti onda kada osjetite blizinu Boga u svom životu.
And this closeness of feeling close to God can be had when you associate with the devotees of the Lord.
A taj osjećaj Božje blizine može doći kada smo u društvu bhakta.
Association with the devotees makes you feel close to the Lord.
I zbog takvog druženja osjećamo se bliže Gospodinu.
An association with materialists makes you feel very distant and more distant from the Lord.
A kada smo okruženi sa materialističkim osobama, onda se osjećamo udaljeni od Gospodina.
But this works only when the devotees are consciously endeavoring to build a spiritual community amongst themselves.
No, to će djelovati samo onda kada bhakte svjesno pokušavaju izgraditi duhovnu zajednicu.
I would like to help you today to build friendships amongst yourselves. Friendships amongst devotees which will help you to feel the closeness of God.
Danas bih vam želio pomoći da izgradite prijateljstvo s bhaktama. Prijateljstva koja vam mogu pomoći da osjetite blizinu Gospodina.
There are six simple activities which you should do when you are together with devotees.
Postoji šest jednostavnih aktivnosti koje trebate činiti kada ste blizu bhakta.
Would you like to know them?
Želite li ih čuti?
Yes, good. First, you should give gifts to the devotees and receive gifts from them.
Najprije trebate davati baktama poklone i primati poklone od njih.
This can mean material gifts like an like apples or cucumbers or you know, be creative, you know, flowers, yeah.
To se može odnositi na neke onako materijalne poklone kao recimo jabuke ili krastavci ili budite već kreativni.
Yeah, I have an or you can give of your own realization.
Ili možete pokloniti darove vlastite spoznaje.
Things which you have experienced.
Stvari koje ste vi iskusili.
These are also presents which you can share with another.
To su također pokloni koje možete podijeliti s drugima.
This brings us to the next two activities you should do in in association with devotees.
To nas vodi do sljedeće dvije aktivnosti koje bismo trebali činiti u društvu bhakta.
You should reveal your heart.
Trebate razotkriti svoje srce.
The other devotee should listen to you.
Drugi će bhakta slušati.
And then he will maybe offer an advice to you or some helpful remark.
Ili onda vam on može ponuditi savjet koji vam može pomoći ili jednostavno neku primjedbu.
You should also offer this service to other devotees.
Isto trebate ponuditi tu službu drugim bhaktama.
Like give them the free space where they can express themselves.
Dajte im prostor gdje se mogu izraziti.
Sometimes they might even cry in your association. It happens often in my association.
Ponekad će možda i plakati u vašem društvu. Meni se to osobno često događa.
Then don't run away.
No onda nemojte pobjeći.
Listen to the devotee.
Slušajte tog bhaktu.
And help him.
I pomozite mu.
Just like you have been helped in the past.
Kao što su vama u prošlosti također pomogli.
And the last two activities have to do with giving prasadam and receiving prasadam.
Druge dvije aktivnosti vezane su za davanje i primanje prasadama.
I found this very nice. I have before my room some first class apple juice, and everyone who comes to me gets a glass of apple juice, and they feel very happy in Krishna consciousness.
Ispred svoje sobe imam stvarno dobar sok od jabuke i tko god dođe do mene dobije čašu tog soka.
Why is this happiness there?
Zašto postoji sreća u tome?
Is it because of the apple juice?
Je li to zbog soka od jabuke?
Is it because of the material presents which you make?
Da li je to zbog tih materijalnih poklona koje radite?
Is it because someone listens to you?
Je li to zato što vas netko sluša?
I would say not entirely.
Ja bih rekao da ne u potpunosti.
The main happiness and encouragement and strength comes because these are exchanges of love.
Glavna snaga, ohrabrenje dolaze iz toga što su to razmjene ljubavi.
These six exchanges which we heard, the main point of it is some ljubav, some attention, some appreciation is there.
Dakle, ovih šest stvari koje smo spomenuli, glavna stvar je u tome što tu postoji određena ljubav. Određeno uvažavanje.
My dear devotees, if you learn to appreciate other devotees and associate with them on the level of appreciation, you will become very strengthened by the association.
Ako se naučite družiti s bhaktama na toj razini cijenjenja drugih, onda ćete stvarno osjećati se osnaženo u njihovom društvu.
If you love materialists, however, you will become very, very weak.
No, ako volite materialiste, onda ćete poprilično oslabiti.
Everything will go.
Sve će otići od vas.
You can be, in other words, with materialists, but if you develop emotions for these materialistic things, then you will be depleted.
Možete biti s njima, naravno, ali ako razvijete emocije prema tim materijalnim stvarima, onda će to vas jednostavno isprazniti.
In other words, you shouldn't be afraid to ride in the same bus.
Drugim riječima, ne trebate se bojati vožnje u istom autobusu.
No association with materialists, I go by foot.
Nema druženja s materialistima i zato ću hodati.
You don't need to be afraid to be in the same office.
Ne trebate se bojati toga da ste u istom uredu.
And your next door person just goes like šminka, 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 and you feel like... My God.
Osoba do vas se stalno nešto šminka, od toga poludite malo.
No, it's only the moment you develop either an affection or affectionate feeling or a feeling of anger, then you're caught.
Uhvaćeni ste samo onda kad razvijete osjećaj, bilo osjećaj privrženosti ili ljutnje.
But let me go back to the art of associating with devotees.
No, da se vratim tom umijeću druženja s bhaktama.
I will tell you a story which I feel should be the motto story of our Zagreb community.
Ispričat ću vam priču za koju smatram da bi trebala biti moto naše zajednice u Zagrebu.
And then I want to tell you some practical things.
A onda vam želim reći neke praktične stvari.
A little while ago I heard a wonderful story which I feel we should definitely apply in forming a very strong and strengthening spiritual community.
Prije nekog vremena sam čuo jako dobru priču koju mislim da je u stvari jako dobro pokazuje kako bismo mi mogli osnažiti našu zajednicu.
Once there was an ashram at the bank of a river.
Jednom je bio ashram na obali rijeke.
It had been built by a swami who came there and started with a little straw hut without an oven because it's India, and then built a whole ashram and a temple around it.
Izgradio ga je jedan swami koji je počeo sa slamnatom kolubicom koja nije imala peć, ipak je to Indija, i onda je nakon toga izgradio oko toga hram.
Now one day a simple farmer knocked at the door of the ashram.
Jednoga dana jedan jednostavni farmer je pokucao na vrata ashrama.
The porter turned the key. There were many wild animals around, so it needed to be locked. And the farmer said, "Brother porter, I want to give you the best mango from my mango forest."
I onda je vratar otvorio vrata. Bila su zaključena jer tamo ima puno divljih životinja. I onda je taj farmer rekao, brate, vrataru, imam divan ukusan mango iz moje šume mangova.
You have opened the door of the ashram so that I could go in the temple and see Radha and Krishna.
Ti si otvorio vrata ashrama tako da ja mogu ući u hram i vidjeti Radu i Krishnu.
As a sign of my sincere gratitude, you get the best mango.
U znak moje iskrene zahvalnosti dobit ćeš najbolji mango.
Izvolite. So the porter took the mango. He was very happy with the mango, but he thought he was very happy with the farmer that he expressed his appreciation, but he thought when the farmer was gone, I give this mango to Swamiji who founded the ashram.
I vratar je bio jako sretan što je primio taj mango, no kada je farmer otišao, onda je rekao, ma odniču ovaj mango Swamiji koji je izgradio ashram.
And he gave it to the Swamiji who was very happy to feel the affection of the porter, but the Swamiji thought, I don't need a mango.
I onda je Swamiji bio jako sretan što je primio mango. Bio je sretan zbog te geste od vratara, ali je pomislio, ma ne treba meni mango.
There is a sick monk. He needs some vitamin C. Let him get the mango.
Ima jedan bolestan monah i njemu sada treba vitamin C, pa ću mu odnijeti.
From the sick monk, the mango went to the cook. From the cook it went to Govindadas, who chanted more than 64 rounds a day.
I onda od bolesnog monaha došlo do kuhara, od kuhara do Govindadasa koji je mantrao 64 kruga dnevno.
Govindadas thought, this mango is such a miracle of God. I will give it to the neophyte devotee who is so weak in his faith, in his Shraddha, and if he gets this, he will get more faith in God.
Govinda Das je rekao, ja ću ovaj ukusan mango dati jednom bhakti koji je tek počeo i on ima slabu vjeru u Boga i to će mu pojačati vjeru.
The neophyte devotee, he was Bhakta Balaram. He felt so happy, but he thought, I give it to the porter who let me into this ashram.
I onda je taj početnik na duhovnom putu, možemo ga nazvati i Bhakta Balaram, bio jako sretan što je to primio, ali je rekao, da ću to vrataru koji me pustio u ashram.
The porter received the mango and he thought, hello, I know this mango.
Vratar je primio mango i rekao, hej, pa ja znam ovaj mango.
And he asked the new devotee, from where did you get this?
I onda je pitao tog mladog baktu, pa dobro, odakle ti to?
From Govinda Das, he said.
Od Govinda Das je rekao.
So the porter was going to all these people who lived in the ashram and who had just given gifts to each other, gifts of love.
I onda je obišao sve te ljude koji su jedni drugima davali poklone, a bili su to pokloni ljubavi.
And finally, by following the circle of love, he arrived at the sick monk who told him Swamiji had given him the mango.
I konačno, sljedeći taj krug ljubavi, došao je do bolesnog monaha koji mu rekao da je primio mango od Swamijija.
The porter was happy.
I vratar je bio sretan.
He took the mango, offered it to Krishna, locked his door and ate the mango all by himself.
Uzeo je mango, ponudio ga Krišni, zaključao vrata i sam ga pojao.
He felt, now it's right for me to eat the mango.
I rekao je, sad je u redu da ga ja pojedem.
I have received it through the circle of love.
Primio sam ga kroz krug ljubavi.
This story I feel as something for us.
Mislim da u toj priči leži nešto iza nas.
If you think a little bit about the benefit of others.
Ako razmišljate o dobrobiti drugih.
A very strong circle is created.
Stvara se jako snažan krug.
A circle in which you can become strengthened and encouraged.
A krug u kojem možete primiti snagu i ohrabrenje.
We really in this Zagreb temple have thought about some practical projects to strengthen our community.
I ovdje u našem hramu smo razmišljali o nekim praktičnim projektima kojima bismo mogli osnažiti zajednicu.
One thing is we want to take more care of our congregation and have more sangha meetings.
Jedna od njih je da želimo se više brinuti za naše članove u kongregaciji i imati više družiti se zajedno s njima.
We would like to hear how to improve the service of our temple to all of you.
Želili bismo čuti od vas kako poboljšati službu u hramu.
One thing is a Sunday school for the children, for the maladeces. It's very important that the children become connected to the temple.
Još jedna važna stvar je i vjeronauk za djecu nedjeljom kako bi djeca isto se tako osjećala povezano s hramom.
I'm personally developing a very nice project. It's like a life school called the Vedic Way.
Ja osobno organiziram jedan projekt, nešto kao životna škola, zove se Vedski put.
There's also one nice devotee family who is moving now next to our thing and our temple, and it's this whole family is a devotee, and I would like to you know whom I'm speaking about is Basim and Anissa. Harris is already here. the other is Siamasaki and Banu Nandini.
Ima jedna naša obitelj bhakta koja će se doseliti ovdje. Znate o kome pričam, to su Basin i Sina i Haris i Banu Nandini i Siamasaki.
And I wanted to just ask Basin to just come forward here and bring your house and tell the devotees about that eco village, huh?
I zamolio bih Besina da dođe, donese svoju kuću i ispriča nam o svom ekološkom projektu.
One moment. It's a very nice concept, and Besam could talk for 3 hours about everything, but we will for now just ask him. No, stand, Besam. We will ask him to just in 5 minutes explain. Huh?
Ja odmah da krenem. Otprilike jedna maketa, neko razmišljanje šta bi trebalo otprilike da jedan dio bakta da se bavi u budućnosti. To je jedna, samo prijedlog jedne, da kažem, jednog rješenja kako bi mogli da budemo nezavisni, šta bi trebalo otprilike da radimo u budućnosti. Opet kažem, jedan od ovo je maketa nakon jedno moje viđenje. Znači, sadrži jednu kuću koja bi bila, da kažemo, samodostatna, dovoljna, 2 puta 2 stana po 56 metara kvadratnim i jedan plastenik koji je ključ čitavog jednog kruga, jednog zatvornog kruga, znači jednog opstojnosti, samodrživosti. U pitanju je plastenik sa podnim grijanjem. Imam toga mnogo da pričam, pokušaš da skratim. Znači, sa grijanjem koji bi radio 12 mjeseci. Proizvodila bi se normalno hrana, proizvodi koji su vegetarijanski, znači sve što ide u plastenik, staklenik, s tim što je mogućnost da jedna kotlonica na biomasu, svakako vi znate šta je biomasa, sve što je bio porijekla, ne samo drvo, koje bi na ekološki način bilo spaljeno. Znači, i tim načinom se grijala i kuća i plastenik. Taj plastenik bi trebao otprilike da donese takve prihode da se može jedna četvoročlana obitelj ili petočlana da živi normalno godinu dana, da obezbedi sve troškove. Otprilike kompletna izgradnja ovog objekta i tog komplikovanog plastenika sa grijanjem moglo bi da se uzme, konkretno ja sam računao na jedan kredit, tako da bakte koje nisu, ne rade, bakte koje nemaju neki novac da investiraju, mogu svakako da se priušte način da, da žive u ovakvom objektu. Svakako imam dosta toga da kažem, ne znam šta vas interesuje.
Koliko eura?
Cirka 40.000 eura kompletan objekt. Ako se podijeli na kredit od 10 godina, tako dalje, onda se može, prihodi koji se očekuju, najmanji minimalni prihodi, uz normalan nekakav rad koji nije otprilike duži u 6 sati dnevno, su oko 1.500 eura mjesečno, znači ako odbijete taj kredit oko 400 eura, znači da imate dovoljno za život. Otprilike sračno to je dobro, još nismo nigde napravili pilot projekt, pokušat ćemo ove godine da odradimo to, tako da bi jedna ideja koju je Sundaranda još imao ovdje odavno, koju ste vi gajali ovdje u Zagrebu, ako bi se otprilike instaliralo ovakvih nezavisnih, da kažem, osnovnih ćelija, 15-20, dobili bi jedno selo, koje bi svakako bilo ekološko selo, koje bi proizvodilo zdravu hranu. Normalno zdrava hrana se može proizvoditi samo ručnim radom, znači ne ide kombajnom, ne ide sa nekim velikim zahvatima. Tako da je ovo jedno jezgro za jedno malo selo. To selo svakako bilo bi prvo takvo selo i čitav model te samopostojnosti i nezavisnosti bi bio poslije tog jednog uspješnog instaliranja bio sigurno model koji bi se mogao bilo gdje primijeniti, u Rusiji, Indiji, Bosni, bilo gdje. Možda bilo bolje sa pitanjima. Može. Dobro, ja sam išao na to da baš da se nađe rješenje za one bakte koje stvarno ne rade nigdje tako dalje. Vi znate da postoje hipotekarni krediti, godinu dana je grace period i tako dalje, to se već može riješiti. Ako imate dobar projekt, ako imate biznis plan s kojim trebate proizvode koje proizvodite, znači imate obezbeđenu prodaju. To je već ovdje na tržištu Hrvatskoj nedostaje tih proizvoda zdrave hrane, tako da poznam bakte neke iz Bjelovara koji u jednu udrugu koju imaju otprilike normalni, da kažem, proizvođači zdrave hrane u Bjelovaru, ne mogu da proizvedu tu količinu hrane koju potražuje, ne znam, sam jedna firma ovdje, BioVega. Tako da, logično je reći da hrana, pogotovo zdrava hrana, će biti i uvijek je u veoma malim količinama, nema je dovoljno. Ako imate dovoljno jedan biznis plan, znači jedno opravdanje sigurno da možete dobiti kredit. Mislim, to postoji sad, da ne bi detalje sad ovdje trošilo vrijeme.
Please wait. May I make a suggestion? This is obviously a very, very large concept.
Ja bih dao jedan prijedlog. Ovo je očito jedan širok koncept.
And as I said, Basim could easily talk for 20 hours about it. Yeah.
I Besim bi o tome mogao pričati 20 sati.
I just wanted in the frame of the Sunday program to just introduce you that we are really thinking about how to serve the different congregational members.
Želio bih vam samo u okviru ovog našeg nedjeljnog programa dati ideju kako mi pokušavamo služiti naše članove u kongregaciji.
The Sangha program, the Veggie Hop, the exciting preaching future. You know, it's really many faceted.
Postoje tu okupljanja, odnosno sange, Veggie Hop, vegetarijanski restoran i isto tako mnogi uzbudljivi projekti za propovjedanje.
Basim is this evening here and I suggest that you, if you are interested, that you meet him, maybe there where the books are, and then they can ask you questions and discuss with you.
Besim je večeras ovdje i ja predlažem da se nađete s njim, možda tamo gdje su knjige, pa da raspravljate s njime o tome.
For now, I just want to draw your attention to the fact that we really want to do something and we wanted to do it together, that each one can find help and his place.
Samo vam želimo dati do znanja da želimo učiniti nešto za svakoga od vas i da svatko tu može naći neko svoje mjesto.
My point is that we build a sangha, an association of devotees who strengthen each other.
Želimo izgraditi sangu, odnosno društvo bhakta koji osnažuju jedni druge.
Yes. For now I request you to give a loving applause to Basim and his very, very good thought in the service. Yeah.
Bravo!
So Basim, please be, you will be there, huh? No. Please tell him to
kasnije možete.
Yes. Hare Krishna. This is really a very important point which I want to share with you.
To je stvari jako važna stvar koju želim podijeliti s vama.
Each one of you think how you can give the mango.
Svatko od vas neka razmisli kako može dati taj mango.
And how you can contribute to the sangha, or you know, give your personal thing so that the sangha becomes strong.
I kako vi možete pridonijeti sangi, dati svoju osobnu stvar tako da sangha bude jaka.
It may mean to do this at home in your family.
To može značiti da ćete to učiniti kod kuće u svojoj obitelji.
I really believe we are going into an exciting future, but the basis of all of this future is really how well we are doing in giving the mango.
Ja sam uistinu uvjeren da ulazimo u jednu uzbudljivu budućnost, ali temelj te budućnosti je način na koji mi dajemo svoj mango.
How well we can, this means how well can we apply the six principles of devotional association.
Odnosno koliko smo dobri u tome da primijenimo šest načela druženja među baktama.
So, yes, if we do it well, I think everyone will be very strong and we will attract so many people, even people at your working place.
I mislim da ako to dobro učinimo, da ćemo privući jako puno ljudi, čak i ljude s vašeg posla.
So I will now look secretly at the wristwatch. My God, it's so late already.
Već je poprilično kasno.
I thank you very much.
Puno vam hvala.
And Hare Krishna. Now I think we will do the arati, right? And then take prasadam. Mm-hmm.